We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marks and Reese, baseball cheating scandal. We'll continue the conversation. We got to go to Dion on Twitter. Puts out a video. He was just at a rest stop, I believe, Jack.
Prime time.
Yeah, I'm not a prime time fan.
Because he's a cowboy?
No, because he's a jerk.
I don't even know if he's a cowboy. He claims to be a little bit of everybody.
Yeah, it's not really a – you don't think of him as on a team, right?
Because he'll claim to be a Falcon, too.
Yeah, because that was kind of how he got his start and everything. 49er.
But he got his ring with the Cowboys, got a ring with the Niners.
Right.
So he'll jump on the Niner thing, too.
Yeah.
You're not really a Niner. Come on, Dion.
No, he's more
like
of a –
Jerry Rice is a Niner. Yeah. Montana's.
He's more of a cowboy than a Niner.
Yes.
I agree with you there.
Yes.
And then Ike ended his career. People forget that.
I do. Yeah, that's right.
At least that's the way I tell the story.
Of course you do.
I like that. I like that.
And so what if he was wearing the number 37 because he was nearly 40 years old?
So for a while, as in particular as a producer.
That's right, he was a Raven at that time.
The great part of being a producer is trying to get people on, right? And it's either like you like it or you don't. You're good at it or you're not. I wasn't particularly good at calling people and trying to get it. But then when text messaging became such a thing, most people would rather be texted anyway than called, right? Like,
yes.
No one wants to be called and, hey, you want to come on for an interview? No, it's like you text message them. If they want to do it, they can do it. If not, they won't do it. Anyway.
Yeah, don't call me.
The one, right, exactly.
I'll keep that in mind.
The one response I got back from Deion Sanders, and this is probably going back at 10 years at least, was, I'm NFL Network. I don't do anything but NFL Network. And I forget why I was trying to get him on. He had probably said something negative about the Eagles or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I was trying, like, hey, you know, come on, blah, 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 blah. And he was just like – he responded back, but he said he doesn't do anything other than NFL Network. And I'm like, okay. Well, thanks.
Good thing you haven't gotten over it.
No, I don't like him because I didn't like him as a player. Mm-hmm. All right. Granted, he was a great player. I'm not saying that he wasn't a great player, but he also just like I don't like him on the air. I don't like his attitude. I don't like what he does.
It's him prime
and
time.
Him and Mariucci and that whole crap NFL
Mooch.
Show.
That's all positive. John.
I like Michael Irvin, but that entire show.
He's a real cowboy.
Rich Eisen. They suck.
What do you mean you like Michael Irvin?
He's a real cowboy.
but I like Michael Irvin. I think he's fair on TV. He's not just one-sided cowboy rat. You know what I mean? I don't know. I find Michael Irvin entertaining.
Put your damn act together.
I find Deion Sanders unwatchable. So anyway.
Yeah, because you don't think it's genuine. You think it's an act.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of it.
I think a lot of people would believe that, too.
Yeah, sure. You know, whatever.
Yeah, he plays into the character.
Whatever he wants to do, it's working for him. It's fine. But I don't have to like him. But so he tweets out a video. It was after he was leaving a rest stop. And he's got a pet peeve, Ike.
What is that?
Well, let's play it, and we can decide if this is a good pet peeve or not.
Fellas, I'm sick and tired of it. Straight up. I can't take it no more. And I got to say something about it. How hard is it to hit water in the toilets at a public restroom? So now I got to go in there. And I got to make a decision. Either I get some tissue or something and lift the seat up that you peed all on. Or when I walk out and the next gentleman come in, he gonna think it's me. So I got to take care of you. And I don't even know you like that. How hard is it to hit water? Man, do the split. If you ain't close enough, do the split and get closer to the water. How hard is it? This is pet peeve, man. Fellas, we got to do better.
There you go, Ike. We got to do better.
Got to do better, man.
You agree?
Well, I agree with some of that. Deion's doing a lot in the bathroom. First of all, I'm not doing a damn split over the toilet. That I'm not doing.
No.
Right? Is he talking about get all the way over the toilet?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You pee right on top of the seat. If someone left the seat down and they peed on it, you don't want to put your foot up and put the seat up. Then,
no, I will do that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, I can't.
And then leave it up.
Yeah, I can't use the bathroom if somebody has peed all over the seat. What I'm not going to do is wipe up somebody else's urine.
Absolutely
yeah, no
not.
Way.
There's no way I'm doing that. So I.
But
take,
he's right. That makes you look like because they
not
the,
if not if you put the seat up with your foot and then the next person that comes in
exactly.
has no idea where it came
exactly.
from.
Exactly. Okay. I've even done this at our old station. You know how that bathroom used to look sometimes.
Disgusting.
So I'm not going to wipe a seat. In, and I know the people that work there, let alone in a rest area, right? So I'm not going to wipe the seat of grown-ass men, of another grown man, right? So you get the boot, you get the seat kicked up, and I don't care if it splashes, wherever it splashes, but it gets kicked up.
And then you leave it there.
And then I leave it
and
there.
And the next person that comes in can be like, why didn't you put the seat down? But it's fine.
Pet peeve I do have when it comes to that type of stuff. I will not use the bathroom in a toilet that has not been flushed.
At all?
At all.
Even if there's just, even if, so if you walk in and there's urine in there, you're
flush,
out.
I know I'm flushing
Oh, you flush it first.
I flush it, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm with you there.
Yeah, I'm flushing
I mean, there's not really an effect.
What?
I mean, this doesn't really change
well,
anything.
Well, you could also
no,
just
it, makes the water it, clean.
No, actually, it does change. It changes the fact that I'm looking into a urinal that already has stuff in there.
Is there anything worse than the urinal that has a pool of water because it doesn't flush all the way, and therefore it never actually goes all the way
yeah.
down? So, I mean, that's disgusting.
It's a common problem in my household.
You have a urinal in your house?
No.
So I'll give you a pet peeve that I have. It
yes.
happened to me today. I was at a I was at a red light. I was not on my phone. I was paying attention,
mm-hmm.
but I also wasn't in
go mode.
The mode of like oh, three. Like I'm looking at the other light.
You're revving your engine.
Yeah, you weren't. Racer, start your engine. Yeah, wasn't one of those.
I wasn't looking at the other lights to see mm-hmm. when it was going yellow, so mm-hmm. I could start creeping up and then take the left hand turn.
You better be ready to go.
Although you are an aggressive driver.
I am an aggressive driver. It just depends. Mm-hmm. But I also don't, like, one thing I don't do is when, because this also happened to me today, I missed an entire light, the left-hand turning light cycle.
Mm-hmm.
No one went because the jackass in front of me that was in an ambulance didn't go. And they were obviously on their phone. It's a short cycle.
Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Back up.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
What did you just say?
So the left-hand turning light, right, it's a quick one, too.
Yeah.
So you don't get a lot of time. You don't get a lot of cars to go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an ambulance in front of me, and I'm not going to mention where. There was an ambulance in front of me, so I couldn't mm-hmm. see over the ambulance because there was a possibility there was a car in front of the ambulance, right?
Okay.
So when the green arrow went left, and it went, I can't see whether or not there's a car in front of this ambulance that's not going, and that's the problem. So after like 3 seconds, I lay on the horn because I start to, and then no one ended up going, and there was no one in front of the ambulance. So I'll give the one Mississippi to Mississippi before I start putting on the horn.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, someone gave me the horn after like half of a second. There wasn't a full Mississippi.
That is infuriating.
I was taking
a full what?
Mississippi.
Okay.
One Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mississippi. One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Miss Lippy?
Right. So I went like, you know, I'm just kind of like, yo, going to work, whatever,
yeah.
listening to WIP and – I see the light goes green. I take my foot off the brake to go to the gas because I'm not paying attention. This guy lays on the horn. That's
yeah.
my pet peeve.
You weren't ready to go.
No, I was not. I did not have my foot off of the brake ready to accelerate to go around the corner because
be
I was late.
Got to be ready to go, John.
No, you get a grace period of at least a second and a half. Right?
I agree. Now, when that happens to you, do you start, like, cutting the driver off if they try to get around?
I do not know.
Oh, see, I do that. I go
yeah.
to the next level.
I stare straight ahead and I let him go by me and then I let him go about his day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get angry.
No, I try to block him.
Now, this thing like the Indy 500, be ready to go.
I went around the ambulance that cost me a light. I went around him angry. I was
right.
angry going around him
mm-hmm.
and then I got in front of him, but I didn't do it with the other one.
Man, listen, Philly has changed my driving style.
Totally agree.
So, when I first moved here, I'm like, hold on, dude. The light just turned green.
Well, this was in the suburb.
Yeah.
This was in
yeah.
the suburbs still.
Oh, man, you got that
happened.
In the suburbs?
Yeah, this happened in the suburbs.
Wow.
Yeah. 888-729-9494.
Normally, we're a little more easy going out in the suburbs, man. We relax. We wave at each other. It's, you know, one of those.
It's all friendly.
Pet peeves. Jack, what's your pet peeve? 888-729-9494. Mark's Reese, WIP on Twitter, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 3 and on in Montgomeryville. If you're looking to get engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers. Great collection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store, marks-jewelers.com. Bang. What's your pet peeve?
So there's a recent trend that's been going on at, simple sandwich shops or breweries or whatnot, that they're tipping, they're asking for tips for things that used to not be tippable. Like, so I would go to get a sandwich, and it'd just be making a sandwich. This was never a big thing back in the day. Now they're putting the tip option there.
Because the tip jar, because no one uses cash anymore, now they have to put the tip on the receipt.
Right. And also, like, I'll go to pick up cans at a brewery or whatnot. I'm doing all the work, and there's still a tip option. Even though I'm doing all the work, I think people are getting a little too carried away with the tip thing, and then it makes me feel like a bad person, and I don't like feeling like
a
bad person.
So the tip for takeout is what you're saying.
Yeah, there's an excess in the tipping sphere right now.
You agree, Ike?
No comment.
Tipping takeout. Now, but see, here's where I think there's a difference.
Listen, I've done these shows with the tipping thing, and it tends to go bad.
Well, you have to worry about, because you're like Reese.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, talking about tipping, and I know where Jack's going. He's basically saying tipping is out of control.
Yeah,
it's
is
too much tipping.
Yeah, well, that's basically what he's saying.
Yeah, but let me say this, right? And I don't really know if there's
people
a difference.
People that work for tips, the phone lines will light up here in a minute.
But
here's,
well, not like shady, but
here's the.
But that's what happens.
But see, like, here's the difference, right? If I go to, let's say, like, I like to go to P.F. Chang's. Mm-hmm. Or an Olive Garden, and you order online and you go in, mm-hmm. right? And then they're very official and efficient about it. They're like, okay, sure, and we have here's your vegetable lo mein, and here's your garlic chicken, and they put it all in there, and they put cardboard in so it doesn't leak. And so I'll leave a tip there, because it's almost like you're at a restaurant, and I'm not saying I give the same amount if it was a server, but right. I'll give a couple bucks for a tip, mm-hmm. right? For like 40, 50 bucks worth of food. Yeah, I'll give them $5 or so, mm-hmm. right? But if I'm going to a pizza shop,
should be 10, but
right. Well, but again, I'm not like for the takeout tip, Jack. What would you do in an
should
official
be,
restaurant
should be
like
10,
that? No,
but...
no, 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 no.
You gotta go 20%.
Not for a takeout. There's a difference between waiting on my table and getting me drinks and getting me refills and being attentive and then just putting my stuff in a bag. If I go to a pizza shop, I should be tipping them too.
I agree.
Well, I'm not giving 20%. Because if you go to a pizza shop and you mm-hmm. get the same thing, are you leaving money for tip for somebody that's a cashier at a pizza shop?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
If it says it on there you leave 20%?
Well, once I see a tip jar, that just suggests that I should be tipping.
Matt, Wilmington, Delaware. Matt, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up, Matt?
Just a real quick comment on the tipping thing. If there's a place that has a tip, like a tip for takeout, I'll ask them straight up, is this going to the cooks or is this going to the servers? If it's going to the cooks, I'll tip every time. But if it's going to the servers, I won't tip.
For a takeout.
Okay. That makes sense.
For a takeout, yeah.
Right.
If it's going to the cooks... Absolutely.
Does it go to Does it go to the cooks?
Well, sometimes they split.
They split it.
Yeah,
sometimes
they split
it does. Sometimes it does. I'm a chef at a restaurant. We do our tips to the cooks.
So on your takeout tips, you get at least a portion of that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All the tips. The tips. So well, not in all restaurants, but our restaurant, all takeout tips go directly to cooks. So it gets pooled. Once every 6 months. At 6 months, everybody gets a little bonus.
Oh, really? So y'all just keep adding the tips up for 6 months, and then you just split it amongst the cooks.
Correct.
Ah, okay.
And what do you what does that end up approximately getting for?
Yeah, just a roundabout number.
For our place, I end up with like a $220 check every 6 months, just as an extra bonus.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
I mean, I would take that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Extra money, man.
I honestly had no idea. That...
I don't know when I don't tip.
Yeah.
It's tipping for everything nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is true to where how often do you pay with cash? You're a guy that carries cash.
Yes.
I don't.
You mean for like a takeout order, or you just talking about anything in general?
But
for
do you have cash that if there's a tip jar that you can do it? Because I try to keep a couple bucks, some singles. I think I have mm-hmm. some singles in the five right now. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, when I go to a Starbucks, I'm paying on my app, and I'm just picking it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not.
No, that makes sense.
But that, I'm wondering when they're going to start adding that if it's not already added to it. All right, back to the Astros things here. Andrew and Hapro. Andrew, what's up, brother? How are you?
Yo, what's up? How are you guys?
Good.
What's up, Andrew?
So, about the whole Astros scandal, I don't think that the league did enough to punish the players as a whole, because obviously, like you guys have been talking about it, it changes so much about the how easy it is to be a hitter at the plate, and it just messes up the whole game, the whole playoff system, and I just think the players should definitely be they should be punished more.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of people think that right now, but it's one of the reasons why I think people are so furious is how they handled it. And that's not going to change. Like, that's not going to change. They're not punishing the players after the fact. They're not taking the World Series away now because everybody's furious about it.
Nope.
The only thing left to do is what I'm loving is that players are going crazy and we're reacting the way that we're reacting. The players, the fans, some of the organizations, some of the ex-players, they're going absolutely crazy. I don't think it's I don't think it's overboard at all. I think it's justified and it expose it. Talk about it. Let the players bitch about it. Let the organizations complain. Baseball totally screwed this up again, and if you expose it, maybe there's a chance the next time something happens they actually handle it correctly. I don't know. Let's go to Matt in Orland. Matt, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
so just real quick on the tipping thing, you know, I read recently that millennials apparently are notorious bad tippers. So I don't know if it's a generational thing. I know personally I tend to maybe not tip when I'm picking up, you know, beer, but like, for instance, today at lunch, I had a beer and some fries, right? That was my lunch. No judgment. But I basically over-tipped because, you know, my bill was very small. If I tipped 20%, it would have been like, I don't know, like a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. But I left for $5. You know what I mean? Just because I see that person on a regular basis, and I think that matters too. Is this a place you regularly patronize? You know, do you want to be that guy who's known as, like, the non-tipper?
Right.
I mean, you know. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, because then you're going to start getting crappy service.
You're going to get crappy service. Might put some weird stuff in your food, maybe a hair or something. You know.
Don't put that out there. No, because that's like my fear, though, Matt. Like that's probably why I overtip, because I'm afraid that somebody will do something to my food, man.
It's just extra protein, In terms of the urinals, I'm right there with you. In terms of the bathroom, I do not wipe up after anybody. If there's urine on the seat, I'm just my foot, tipping that up and moving on.
So,
have a great one, guys. Thanks.
All right, Matt. Yeah, appreciate it.
I don't agree that millennials are bad tippers. I actually think millennials get a bad rap in the restaurants.
What do you mean?
Why do you think that is?
Because I think that they view us as, oh, they're younger. They won't tip as much, as a little slower service.
And you don't.
No, I'm a great tipper. I tip over 20% because I worked in the restaurant industry, so I get it a little bit. I'm just talking about the general tipping, like the tipping on stuff that I know how to do.
Takeout tipping.
Yeah,
is essentially what you're saying.
Yeah, stuff wasn't tipped before. Like if I go to Wendy's or somewhere to go get fast
food.
Yeah,
I'm not tipping at a fast food joint.
But even that's starting to get worked into the tip game.
Is it really? Are the fast fooders tipping
now?
Yeah,
I've been in a couple fast food places. There's a tip option. It's like, come on.
No, hell no. I am not tipping at a fast food spot.
Yeah, but why not?
No, not happening.
You go to I would have to imagine if you go to one of the chain restaurants that offer takeout, those people aren't being paid like a waiter or a waitress where it's like $2 or $3 an hour. They're getting paid a higher hourly wage.
Listen, first of all, I don't eat at very many fast food spots. But I know I'm not tipping at Popeyes. That's one of them.
But the chicken sandwiches
are
good.
Exactly. They are good enough for tips, but I'm not tipping when I roll through the drive-thru window at Popeyes Chicken. Now, being over in Jersey, I get a lot of restaurants that are locally owned businesses. So they're family-owned business or what have you. So, yeah, you're going to tip there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do chain pizzas. Pretty much.
Me neither.
I mean, I'd rather get
a pie down the street.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of pizza spots out there where I'm at.
But it all started with the innocent tip jar that was meant for the high school kid to get an extra dollar
right.
or a change
right.
when you go in and you order a pizza, right?
Right.
Like, sir, it's 16-14, you know, and they give you a 20 and they put the rest of the change in there and maybe a buck and you're happy. Mm-hmm. You divide it up at the end of the night, you get a couple dollars. Now this is institutional, Jack. You're absolutely right.
It's out of control.
We need to be aggressive about this before it gets even worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you ought to see DoorDash.
Yeah, but you know the problem?
They hit you over the head. Now.
And the problem with that is they nail you with service charges and delivery charges and they don't even, and the Dashers don't get all of that.
No, you got to put a separate tip for them.
For them, right.
Yes.
That's all going to the company. Mm-hmm. And the poor Dashers that are walking up with whatever and handed it to you.
Sure.
They're getting exactly what you said, after the service charge and delivery charge, whatever you tip them.
Well, yeah, I mean, all they're doing is going to pick it up. They're in the area. They pick it up and bring it to you. What else should they?
No, but what I'm saying is I think a lot of
they're
people.
They're not preparing the food.
No, but a lot of people that see the service charge and the delivery charge over what it would be, that negates what they would maybe give to the tipper or to the driver.
That does happen. Yes.
Let's go to John in Haddonfield, New Jersey. John, what's up? How are you?
How you guys doing?
Hey.
John.
What's up, John?
Mike, love the show.
Hi,
been
John.
Been listening for a few years now.
Thank you.
All right, I need your guys' opinion. Do you think the Phillies trade Segura for pitching, especially if they're all a bomb soon?
He's untradeable, John. He's owed $14.5 million this year, next year, and the following year.
He has 3 years?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was two.
And then $1 million buyout.
Man.
And $1 million if he gets traded, too. So, no, I wouldn't expect – unless you're picking up all of his salary,
right.
And then even then, why would anybody give you, quote-unquote, pitching in return? No, you're kind of stuck with him.
Yeah, you are. You're right.
And he's got a no trade clause, also, too, on top of that.
He does?
Yeah. And a no trade clause. Yep. Great deal by
Clemson. Yeah, I was going to say, whose idea was that?
No, but his agent, I guess.
Oh, my God.
We've had an objectively excellent offseason, in my opinion.
Good, John.
He is lighter. He's 14 pounds lighter.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good this year.
Stop drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
I'm still on the whiskey.
What else did you want to say, John?
All right, Ashers. What is Manfred doing? I mean, I played college baseball for 2 years, and this guy's going to let these guys go scot-free? I would have loved to know what pitch is coming when I was at the plate.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's ultimately what he's going to do. So he played 2 years, so he knows more baseball than Jack, because Jack only played that one year.
No,
right?
I played 2 years.
You did?
Yeah, I played 2 years.
How many innings?
Oh, the second year was like 6 innings, but it still counts.
It still counts. You went to camp.
I kept 53 straight perfect books. It's a PSAC record.
Mm. Okay. All right.
I thought it was interesting. Speaking of Segura, the comments from yesterday between he and McCutcheon, I mean, on McCutcheon's torn ACL.
Yes.
Now, McCutcheon didn't necessarily go all the way and say it was Gene Segura's fault.
It sure seemed like that he felt a certain way about it, right?
Exactly.
He did.
Certainly seemed like McCutcheon.
And McCutcheon.
Yeah, it certainly seemed like he had a cause and effect sort of how he saw that thing play out. Because when he's talking about Segura running to first base, he's implying that, okay, if you run to first base, then there isn't a rundown.
Clearly.
That's what he's implying.
Yeah, Angelo wants an apology from Gabe.
I think Angelo's correct, even though he's not getting one.
We'll play McCutcheon for you coming
Love
up
it.
Next. 888-729-9494. Segura looks like he's going to be playing third base, too. And he looked good there yesterday. And
we'll certainly examine all possibilities.
That would mean Kingery's going to be at second base.
And exactly. You know why?
I certainly don't see that happening.
Do you know why? No, he's going to.
It makes sense.
Because Joe Girardi's in the organization.
Uh-oh.
And he actually, there's some sense to him.
Uh-oh.
Unlike what's been here before.
Joe G.
Which is, oh, it doesn't matter where he plays. All right, Larry Boa talking about how it's such a big deal that guys are going to be in roles and know what position they're playing this year and how that means something. Ball players.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that the previous administration with Matt Klentak heading up with Gabe Kapler seemed important.
How many games did they win last year?
81. Ike, I'm telling you, Joe.
I had Girardi down for 10 wins.
Well, they're 91-win team. 888-729-9494. Pet peeves, tipping, and the Phillies, we need that be better with the Phillies, Ike. And I'm starting with me right here.
The Phillies need to be better.
We need to be better with this team. This team isn't getting the love right now that it deserves. We'll play Larry Boa, and we'll play you McCutcheon, what he had to say about the Segura thing coming up next. Mark Cutch on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, have you been waiting for the perfect time to buy your next vehicle? Now's that time. Right now, my guys at Elite Acura have more certified pre-owned Acuras in their inventory than ever before, and they're all priced to move. Now, the lot is absolutely packed with dozens of high-quality certified pre-owned Acuras for every budget and every lifestyle. I'm talking about low-mileage vehicles, one-owner vehicles. You want it, they've got it. Plus, all their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a rigorous, comprehensive 182-point inspection. Trust the process. It's what they say. Their factory-trained technicians inspect everything inside and out, so you'll always get a vehicle that upholds Acura's elite standards. Now's the time to drive home the Acura you want at the price you want. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced brand-new Acura can make only at Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, located on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the giant billboard. You can't miss it. Or you can shop their entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.